Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 23rd of March, 2021. Got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Hey, guess what? Apple's HomePod Mini got a little secret out there. Actually, it's got two. Yeah, apparently it's got an undisclosed temperature and humidity sensor on board. At least according to Bloomberg. In fact, the sensor's exact location was confirmed by the folks over at iFixit. They've actually placed it away from the speaker's internal components so it can actually measure the external temperature, say, of the room. So, the sensor's there. Why isn't it being used? Well, apparently, at least again according to Bloomberg, Apple has actually internally discussed allowing the sensor to provide information to other smart home devices, you know, like thermostats or fans. Meaning it'll sense in the room, it's getting a little too warm in here, turn up the AC, or at least turn on a fan. And obviously this function would work via HomeKit. As far as that though, we didn't get much more information. Apple actually declined to comment any more about it. So it could just be sitting there laying dormant for who knows how long, or we might be seeing something happen in a future firmware update. It's all up to Apple. Spotify's got a new home screen for us all. Actually, it's pretty helpful, particularly if you're listening to podcasts. With the new home screen, it's actually made it easier to find your favorite playlists and your favorite podcasts. Plus, it makes it a lot quicker to resume those unfinished podcasts. What you'll notice now is a top grid showing playlists and podcasts that you've recently played will actually be highlighted, and all you have to do to resume them is just tap on it. It will also show you podcasts that you're subscribed to, particularly ones that have actually been recently updated. That'll have a little blue dot on them. Now, if you're on Spotify Premium, of course, users will get recommendation cards for artists they follow. This is the new personalized area, showing you cards that looks like it's highlighting new music from a specific artist. Of course, giving you recommendations to follow certain artists and maybe you're not following, you know, you get the idea. The new layout is currently rolling out to iOS and Android users, although you may not be seeing it quite yet, though. They're going to be doing it over the next few months, so it's not a software update. It's all on Spotify's side, and they're going to decide when you get to see it and when you don't. And finally, those YouTube experiments. Sometimes they work out okay, sometimes they're just headaches for us. So yes, in layman's terms, YouTube is just testing automatic product detection in videos. They're experimenting at this point with a new feature. The display will actually list products that are detected in some videos, as well as even some related products. The feature will appear between the recommended videos to viewers scrolling below the video player. They're hoping that it'll help people actually explore more videos, and of course get information about those products. Yeah, I think it's more beneficial for YouTube than us, but it's just me. Not to mention that we all know that Google owns YouTube, and yes, Google pretty much survives on ads. So hey, there's a product. Whoa, you want to buy it? Click on this one, and off you go. No word yet on when this thing will be out of beta, if it will ever be out of beta. It is the folks over at Google, after all. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where, of course, you can find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, plus our tech blog over there and so much more. Find us on Facebook, too. Give us a like there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely join our community over at our Slack room, where there's 24/7 of wonderful conversations and plain old just geeking out. Come geek with us, would you? It's easy to do. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news. It will happen over the next couple of days, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.